Well, I'm very pleased with the results, and I'd like to thank, first of all, the Liberian people who have come out in large numbers in a non-violent way and participated in what may well be a historic process. Would like to thank the National Elections Commission for their able way in managing this process, the international community that has given its full support, all of the participants, all the candidates who I think worked so hard to see this point of democracy in Liberia, something that many of us have struggled for over 20 years. We are all victorious. Liberia may be setting an example as it sets on the path for democracy.
So, Mrs. Solis, you don't feel disappointed the fact that you are second?
Oh, not at all. I feel thankful to God and to Liberian people that I got a chance to continue to compete. To me, that's wonderful. Like I say, given all the obstacles, given all the imperfections, I think the Liberian people have spoken, and the fact that they've chosen me to be one of those that will be in this final round of competition.
Now, how are you preparing? Because it's evident now you're going to the second round. How are you preparing for that?
Well, first of all, we're making an assessment of our experiences in the first round, what we did well, what we need to correct. We're looking at our organization, how we can restructure it for more effective competition. We want to make sure that we understand some of the concerns that came out of the process, to be able to bring them to the attention of the National Elections Commission so that they can correct them. And we're just gearing ourselves ready to go. We're going to put our case to Liberian people. Of course, we're talking to some of our colleagues to see where collaboration and coalitions are possible. But at the end of the day, it's the vision for the country. It's the confidence that Liberian people will have in our ability to deliver for them. And that's the message we'll be taking to them, particularly to those who come from parties that have not been able to make it to the final round. We want to see if we can get their people to come our way and to join with us and to share in our vision. I hope that by the end of Wednesday, latest Thursday, I will be making a statement, just a statement that rallies the Liberian people to good, clean competition. Just to say what we're doing, how we'll be approaching the final round. Let me show everybody we are in the second round. We are going to compete in this runoff, and we are in it to win.
Finally, Mrs. Solis, you mentioned lessons from the first round. What lessons did you learn from the first round?
Well, I think from our party's point of view, we could have done better to strengthen our candidates who competed at the legislative level. We might have even been a little more rigorous in our selection process to have got people who could have proved more competitive. I think we would have been more mindful of the need for voters education and spend a lot more time, because many of our supporters are grassroots people, market women, young people, and we could have taught them a little bit more how to vote, what to look for. We would have engaged the NEC a little better about presiding officers and magistrates to make sure that they were totally neutral, and to make sure that at the voting places, party representation were adequate. But these are some of the concerns and issues that we are looking at. We'll maintain what we did in the first round, a clean campaign that focuses on the issue and that does not try to make any kind of accusation or try to find any way to attack any opponent. We are not in for that kind of campaign.